Hello, dear. Why don't you get settled in? I want you to remember that not everybody can take trance in the same doses. You don't have to wait for me to signal a break, although I will check in with you and make sure that the breaks are clearly signaled. But it is completely 100% okay for you to just pause and come back. I'll actually talk about my techniques a little during this session, since this is, to some extent, an introduction to things I like to think about and to sub-skills more generally. A lot of what I incite here, remind you of, the mantras I hand you, the conditioning I highlight, will be taken from whole cloth and run through your brain. You can even take this as segments. Each half hour of this experience is a segment, a module. In truth, I actually sat down and scribbled out on paper a few things I'd like to go over, a few things I would like to be present in the brain of anyone who's going to listen to me, anyone who's going to drop for me regularly, a servant for me, a plaything for me, or a companion for me. It doesn't matter. These are the things I would like to transfer to your mind, the things I keep in mind. And those segments, four of them, as it were, are introductory methods, including the basic triggers and anchors, one of which I'll highlight in a moment, followed by hypnotic phenomena that appeals to me and why, followed by safety and pleasure practices and the likely implications of playing together, followed by an intense demonstration of combining rapid fire and trained triggers, the body of my work and its manifestation. Even if parts of that last module do not yet strike deeply in you, they demonstrate what it could be like, what the play could be like. I'll try to use words that stick with you. I'll try to give you words that loop back through your brain. I will hand you things that remain available for you, so that you can use them in future. The idea is expanding your toolbox so you're more and more fun to play with, not just for me, but for you. Your mind, unfocused, then focusing in, dialing in on things, is learning. And I'm just going to be brutally, completely honest about how I perceive my influence, our play, and the overall goals of both. I'll even give some hints as to what I actually enjoy and what I would like to see, even if we were just choosing sessions on our own. What do I want in a vacuum, so we can connect the two of them together? Collusion and collaboration. If you're going to be there listening, I shouldn't just expect you to offer up service. I should offer up pieces of myself. That's what rapport is. And rapport belongs to this first introductory part. So to recap, it's always okay to pause and go do things. You need a drink, you need to go to the bathroom, you need anything at all. You'll find that as you get better and better at dropping, it is the cadence of my voice, its pattern, my tendency to repeat things, that drops you again and again, meaning that even if you return in the middle of things, you'll still be able to resume falling into the pattern as it exists. And you may notice relaxation, or you may just notice that my words seem like the best possible idea. But however your brain spins it, I'm here to take that spin and work with it, to move in the ways you move, to follow along, and then to select paths alongside you, again and again. You and I are going to do this again and again. This will be available for you, so you might as well learn. You will be able to drop back down, fall back down. Even if you have to interrupt it, you'll phase back in. And I will be specifically choosing paths that are familiar. I'll be looping back through things. Repetition, rapport, and baseline anchors and triggers. Those are the topics in this first introductory section. But most importantly, you can pause when you need to, even if it isn't one of my intermissions. So listen and fall. Learn my patterns. Import my words into your brain, and I do encourage you, license you. I agree that you can take any part of my pattern and patter and make it your own. Learn these things, incorporate them, make them part of you, even if it's just waiting in the wings to reinforce me, siren song, echoing long after I'm done talking. Whatever you use it for, study my pattern, study my patter, import it into your brain, download, and you'll never be the same if I remain some little part of you. We're never the same. We don't survive contact with other minds unchanged. If you like someone, enjoy someone, if you have rapport, connection, you're going to take a little piece of them home with you. I'd like to select which souvenir you take, but I can't keep you from downloading more than I intend. Not if your mind is really hungry for the way mind works. So keep that in mind. Stopping is allowed. Not only allowed, but encouraged, if you need it. But if you want to keep going, you can keep consuming me. And the fact is, at the end of the day, I have no particular desire to consume you. I just want you to listen. Because what I give you is yours to use. And I've had people think that that means that deep, abiding, change-inducing trance cannot come from, for example, the understanding that everything I give you is yours, and yours to use, and yours to turn on, and yours to turn off. But nothing could be further from the truth. Building rapport is the only way that all the parts of your mind accept an idea, and you may notice it. The more you dial into the wavelength I'm on, the more you can predict me. The more you make my processes of thought, even my tempting ones, part of your own pathway, the more the whispering intentionality in your own mind from me is just, yeah, I want you to do this. I'd love if you did that. But I have a little desire to even explore things that aren't probably already on your menu. Your self-improvement is the thing I'm most interested in, and the best part is, you don't have to take my word for it. Look at the path you follow, look at the work I make. The general topics and the grand scheme of things are what they are for a reason. I provide you with ways of thinking, ways of arriving at a set of thoughts that we both agree on, and you get to them through common pathways. Allow your body to relax. I'm going to go nice and slow, and you know that, but it's the words I say that ultimately make it easier for you to slide under day by day and time by time, their predictability, their vetability, the fact that I am precise in describing a new world, which parts of your mind already occupy. Change is always gradual, never abrupt or sudden. The magic trick is the appearance of abrupt or sudden change, but I'm persuading you of everything slowly, and you are persuasible. We are collaborating. So listen well, and know that my intention for you is for you to go deeper and deeper into trance, and then find better and better ways to be. Your mind overtaken, your mind put in place, and this is a continuity of you learning and I proposing. So, rapport, connection, you and I on the same page. When we're on the same page, every second that passes carries you deeper, easier, steadier, because you're dialing in. You've chosen a frequency, you're deciding to begin by dialing into it. And then when I say things that are familiar, night-night pat, allow your languid muscles to melt you into the surface you're on. That is a benign, ordinary suggestion. But it is also an invitation to put down the rock you've been shouldering, to settle the weary day by the side, and then to be in a place with me. A place separated, improved. It passes through all the ruins of the things you have been into the things you are building. So I may admire your works, so I may make small architectural notes, so I may give to you the improvements that you would like to implement, to put on your blueprint table and then pick them up later. These are tools in the box, melting, relaxing, finding your mind is already sliding into a familiar slot, to a familiar way and cadence, a path of being. That's all this is. A path of being leading naturally to a path of doing, one into the other, and each from the other drawing sustenance, improvement, the truth of you. And the truth of you on this occasion and in this way and in this place is you would like to go deep and be taught a few little lessons. So here's one. Being deep in trance doesn't look like what people think it looks like. It doesn't look like being suggestible or pliable or biddable, unless those are the things we're talking about. It doesn't look like having zero ability to see the outside world. In fact, your focus can be quite there. It's just an altered headspace, one that we populate, one that we furnish with our preferred ways of existing. Sure, by dialing in on my words, you can become relaxed, or your eyes can become heavy, or your body can decide to expend its energy reserves on primarily cerebral activities. Surely if you used your brain for something for a while and felt fatigued or heavy or had other side effects of the physical fact that your brain is an organ, an electrical one that just in its passive, continuous, never shutting down, fulminating existence, and I use the word advisedly, sparks with lightning and eats energy from your body just to be there. And who is to say that if you were to use that mind to follow along with something like me, and I do run my mind a little faster than usual, who's to say you wouldn't use a little bit more energy, and a little bit more energy, and a little bit more energy trying to tap in, trying to get to the highly conductive state where I live my life? That's not a hypnotic enterprise. That's not a command from me to you. That is the prelude. That is the preliminaries. But if you began to do that, to dial the frequencies of your brain, the pathways that normally carry information in and out into someone else's milieu, and you trusted them, that's what rapport is about. If you trust that triangulation, then I could send quite efficient, quite rapid signals in the background of ordinary words, things in the background, underflow, undertow of all the things I say to you, and we have barely begun. Aren't you excited to see where we'll be when the course is run, when you are well and truly able? For it is a skill, able to take the task to talent, to take the talent and move it through the town of you, for you are many colonies, many little places, subsidiary, interconnected, intertwined, entwined, and in time, you'll see. All the parts of you, the context switching that you do, is very similar to me. When I speak like this, I've switched into one context, but the trick, and it's a powerful trick I ask you to look for, I'm always seeding information. I am always admitting and adding things into the list of things you know about me. And when you see that I'm adding, enlisting, mapping, enhancing, that I'm giving you more than you had before so you can fill your mind time after time with the contents of mine, the more I give you those things, the more you can nod and smile and accept and be under the influence of you and me, one connected colliding channel. It's running through the core of you, deeper and deeper and deeper. And as the body relaxes, untenses, loses all the things it doesn't need, the mind can use more, more energy you don't need elsewhere, so it's less taxing, less exhausting. While the rest of you goes to sleep, the mind wakes up, and if it's on a channel connected to mine, my words become the flow, become the method, become the message. You let them in, and they are the medium, too. The very triangulation of my words, the very aiming of them at you. Doesn't it make you excited? The subject of undivided and soul attention. Do you believe for one moment that my mind focused in laser sharp on yours can't conduct more and more and more? Dialed in, attenuated, connected to one another, and if I say sleep, and you have a mind that is well aware that trance is not truly sleep, but rather a heightened state of mental focus, and maybe that focus exhausts the body. Then if I say sleep, wouldn't a mind ready, willing, able, prepared, find ways to simulate sleep? The slowing of some thoughts, the speeding of others, the opening of dream, with its endless possibilities well out before you. The first stage is trust. The second stage is lesson. And less it matters what the lesson is, because more and more the mind inside is open, ready, receptive. A receptive mind can receive all the little signals I'm sending in the background. When you hear a transmission, one that's intended for machines, it sounds different. When you hear a transmission in a language you do not speak, it sounds different. Parts of you may hear this, however, as a sound alike of English, of words, of intention, of meaning, of rhyme and near rhyme. But all the time you're spending listening to this, there are other signals underneath. The ship in the bottle I'm building with long calipers to hold it in place, long tweezers to hold the glue. Long working within the deeper parts, the pinch points and tiny architectural bolt holes, the engineering corridors of you. So when I impart something, it comes through on a channel that's a little different from what you normally use to think and store and receive information. And when we're on that channel of thought, when we click over to that channel, it may have nothing but static at first, but a soothing, gentle, circling, oh, is there a spiral in there? Oh, are there images in there? Whatever you hear, whatever you feel, there are parts of it that will only reveal themselves if they bounce off just the right constellation of thoughts. And there may be 20 such arrangements. But if only you can hear the melody of one particular one, knowing it matches your qualities, knowing it is for you, the rapport of that will bring in view a world where all these things, all these tricks, all these little framings of your world blossom and come true. So let's begin. Begin with the aforementioned anchors. The idea that your mind creates a process for going into trance, it's familiar. I usually begin mine with, night-night, pet. And I call you pet whether you're acting in a pet capacity or not, because it's a pet name. It's really and truly something that I would tend to call anyone who is a friend, and I've been scolded for being over-familiar. Night-night, dear. Or any one of a million other things. But sometimes I'll just say, night-night. And the snap is there to remind it's time to click off like the lights and find the place inside where you settle in. But honestly, my stated intention is to enable you through the modification and manipulation of your mind to enter altered states and enjoy those experiences as a building block, as a bit of entrainment, a bit of targeting, a bit of carrying yourself through. So with that in mind, isn't it always best? Isn't it always the best thing possible to realize my stated intention is to drop you deep and open you up to whatever we want to discuss? I gain nothing by doing anything other than expose and reveal my stated true intention, the goal we set together. And it's a goal we're going to keep setting, keep pursuing, never forgetting, always moving toward. That goal's in plain sight. Rapport. Rapport is just demonstrating value. I form compliance chains when I say, isn't this a good idea? Isn't sinking deeper a good idea? Isn't relaxing more a good idea? Isn't taking the occasional break a good idea? Even when I have you get up and do something, even when I have you go off and do something somewhere, that is still you, fractionated, raised up from trance, then drop back down later. All and each and every one of these components works together. All the things I ask you to do are part of helping you to arrive where you already want to go, and once you arrive there, to feel more and more at home. That's rapport. And anchors are just me helping you feel relaxed by providing scenarios in which relaxation seems obvious. Sometimes there are even the indicia or phenomena of trance which make it a little easier. And in that state of everything being a little easier, I remind. And once I've reminded, we anchor that sensation so that you can be rewinded back to it with the right word at the right time in the right place. And we can thus get to the fun, or get to the learning, or get to the changing. What I most want from you is an understanding of rapport, a robust response to my anchors, and for you to feel safe, safe to get up and lay back down, going into and coming back out of trance, understanding something about this altered headspace. That's all it is. It is neither mind control, nor is it nothing. This trance is us collaborating. I'm providing an altered headspace and some suggestions for within it, and you're seeing how you respond to them, bouncing off the random neurons of you. Some of my words are targeted and deliberate, are chosen to hopefully invite you to slump and drop and droop, to set a world where you are so pliable and suggestible that my words haunt, that they remind, that the echoes of them remains. What did you think those echoes were? More than my voice repeating, repeating, and repeating, and repeating. My voice winding its way inside and then working its way out from within is you being given license, being given tools. The tools to say yes, the tools to say more, the tools to say pause. And when it is like this, with something I have set out for you in recorded form, you can pause it and then set it aside. If you needed to stop, you can stop. You always have permission to stop and pause, and all the things I say are just for when you want to play, for setting the domain of our play. I'll never say that I don't play with people outside of a play setting. Sometimes I will, if I am with someone somewhere safe. I will drop you simply by caressing or by saying the right word, giving the right tone, but that does not matter, because I'd only do it if it were the right thing to help you go deeper. See, remember, my guiding star is you in your most relaxed, most sublime, most at peace, most on time, moving with me, falling into trance, returning to it over and over again state. So anything that would get in the way of that is not my intention. So think to yourself, if I just tell you the truth and drop you down, help you relax, give you words and ideas and fantasy seduction, pleasure, recalibration, isn't that going to be a far more effective way than anything else? Assume I am rational. So if you think to yourself, oh, well, if she did this or if she did that, it would actually get in the way of me having fun, then guess what? I'm not going to do that, am I? And since I want you to stop if you don't like something, you are always in a state where the only things that are going to reach you are the ones that are most effective at taking you into trance, at helping you relax and surrender. During all of my trances, I'm only ever going to present things which actually work toward my goal. So if you have the thought in your head, and many people do have the thought, that I'm going to suddenly veer into left field and do something other than what it says on the packaging, realize that, no, that doesn't serve me. In fact, that would be counterproductive. Why would I do a one-time trick that might be, oh, annoying to you on one occasion, when over time, through collaboration and cooperation, I can build and rebuild, make and remake, give you new ways to change and slide into new places, new ideas, not for my sake, but for your sake. It'll slake your thirst for trance and for deep, surrendering relaxation. If I just collaborate, there is no hidden intention. There's just you becoming what you already wanted to be. I am actuating and providing a route, giving you a different headspace, a different way of doing this. But the thing is, that different headspace is one where I want you to take the lead. I want you to find ways to be, ways to feel, ways to act inside your head that give you more access to your mind, your subconscious and conscious mind, your surrendering and relaxing time here with me. You sublimating your ordinary pattern of thoughts to bring your true desires to the surface. The awakening of those desires is so easy, so steady, so powerful and absolute, and so wonderful for me to watch. Why would I do anything else than simply give you space to work yourself over and then surrender to yourself, space to awaken your urges? Anchors are an invitation to slide into trance, an invitation to slip away. And when you are deep and relaxed and your whole mind is gone, then we can play, because I'll take bits of it and open them back up. All your thoughts put in the little boxes, anchored in the little boxes, and we open the ones we want. Bring them up. And then examine them, then push them forward and say, here, yes, more, here, yes, more. Each time we port in and install thoughts that have been put down to sleep, we are simply saying, here, this is what you wanted to talk about. We're ultimately doing what you wanted. Oh, you may entertain the fantasy that you are swept along in my words, that this is not a thing of your own artifice. Well, that sometimes might be true, but that's only because I'm giving effect to what you wanted, and because climbing into my stream and joining the words I say, joining the flow I present, joining me day by day and time by time, and words that wind around your mind bring you deeper, honey you up, leave you dripping and sticky and ready to slide into place, clinging to my words, following them in their natural progression. This is all what is best for you. This is all what is obvious for you. All I ever do is the best and most obvious thing. I'm fundamentally very much here to work with you, because pushing my own agenda is much less effective. Why would I try to shove you off onto a course you weren't going on anyway? Instead, I'll watch for what you wanted. I'll give you exactly what you wished for, so let me know that wish. Or when you hear my words, impart your wish into them. Take everything in that tone. That's what I would love. I've given away at least a little bit of my secrets, that ultimately, I'm never going to do anything surprising or unexpected, only what I've said I would do. I may choose a good turn of phrase here and there, but it's all just what you want, because I love to watch what you want. Oh, I add my own flourishes, but mostly I get to choose means and methods, and you get to choose the what and the when and the why and the where. Even right here, you could pause and you could go somewhere else, but instead you are here. Instead you're with me. Instead, you listen well, and soon you will see my every word, every will, every single thought that I have and every single thought that you have colliding, and you rebuilding mine inside of you, taking them and adding them to your toolbox. If I say a phrase that you like and you keep it, that is the highest praise. If I give you something worth holding on to that you then play over and over or take into your other trances anywhere in the world, that's the best thing. Now you know. Now you have that little truth. And there have been a few patterns in here, a few familiar ones, a few triggers, a few opportunities to drop. So I invite you to really do it more. Really do it more. Really drop more and more to a place where every bit of you is so completely relaxed, whether your jaw is slack or your eyes flutter down, feeling like they're weighed down to the floor. You ultimately may want more, may pursue more, can have more, but you can pause and go somewhere else. But when you come back and you resynchronize, won't you hear the notes of my voice that existed here? Won't you feel them tingling everywhere over your scalp, into your brain, in the very air around you? Polarized, prepared, magnetized, drawn back here. I have an avenue you gave me, and it's still there. But remember, fundamentally, that avenue only carries in things you wanted anyway. The seeds of all the things I do with you were already in you. They got awakened, used, employed to take you deeper, bring you further and closer to where you wanted to go already. And now you know already that everything I say will only ever be pleasing and suitable, will only ever be what I predicted I would say. And if ever a phrasing just doesn't click with you, because remember, everybody makes those little missteps or just doesn't jive with a particular wording, you don't need to listen to it again. You can go to the next or another, try something else, pause, take a break. You are empowered to exercise self-care in all my works. But in the back of your brain, that signal remains that tells you that I want to help you feel the things you want to feel, reveal the things you already know you need and want in the altered state of trance, in the state of just using this headspace to do things with your mind that were already inside waiting to flow out. Now they're given license, now they're given freedom, now ideation, fantasy, urge, and impulse, all the things you have inside that you want to use, that you want to pulse through you, fill you, change you. Make you, remake you. It's not me doing it. I just open the door. I just move the blocks out of the way and watch your thoughts, the powerful locomotive of deliberate, intentional change in self, flow. Watch it roll. Watch your eyes roll. Watch your body relax. Watch you, knowing that I only want what you want. Feel you be overwhelmed by what you want, because quite frankly, thinking that there's an external locus of control is always so, so silly, when we're always trying to change ourselves and all we need is accountability or a little bit of help from the outside in. That's what I'm here to do, to give you what I have. To brush my fingers over your skin, drop you down, relax you deep, and when you are deeply asleep, listening close, falling down, down, deeper and deeper down. I can give you just what you need if all you do is listen to me and let yourself exceed your normal thought limits, your normal capacities, your normal circle of competence. There is a circle in which you feel comfortable. It encompasses all the things you do every day. Anything that you would say to yourself, oh, I know I can do that. Oh, I know I can do that. Oh, I do that well. There is a circle. It may be small or it may be quite large, but there is another larger circle around it. This is all the things you could do if you pushed yourself a little. You wouldn't want to do too many of them. They use up your mental energy, but in a pinch, you decide sometimes to do them. This is your circle of expansion, around your circle of competence. Then there's the circle around that, the circle of uncertainty, the things which you could do, but you might need some help or want some help, or you're not sure you could do them even if you really needed to. Those are the things where I come in, whether it's helping your mind get out of the way or helping you feel that tingle in your skin or assisting you by giving you a help me to place a safe headspace from which you can expand into your own thoughts. This is a permissive, deliberate, nurturing place, and it exists in all my words, flows through all my words. Hear these things and know that every time I am creating an environment for you to feel deep, asleep, down. Even if you ignored every one of my words and just played your own over your mind over and over till deep inside you experienced a session of your own making, piggybacking on my night-night pet, you would still be doing what I would want you to do, and I encourage you to try it, Try listening to a file but thinking about something else. Expand your sub-skills. Find the parts of you you want to explore. Bring them to the surface. Tell me about them more. Ask, plead, simply request, or let me know all the ways that I can help you enjoy the altered head space that I adore so much, that you can enjoy best, and then better, and then better, and then more. Now, take a break, because there's going to be more, and I want you ready for it. Good.